So, that's very interesting. It's great that you're going to try to go back and find more. I know I started to look into my own and was really intrigued.
Well, I've got, when I get through this, will I'll be going back to get anything else because I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm not computer minded. I'm a computer dummy.
Oh.
I don't even do internet.
Yeah.
I have internet stuff. I get my sister to do it.
Yeah, I bet someone will be able to help you. I'm sure if we're around, we can help
you. Yeah, so when we come back, I was going to try. I got my grandma's last, you know, maiden name and everything. So I was going to try to...
So did your mother have siblings also?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, because you had so many cousins living around, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yes, she had. I can easily count them right here. Door, and Uncle Duke's son lived up there. It's two. And Nancy, she was a good ways off. And Aunt Helen and Aunt Zadie, they always lived in the country. So it's actually basically only two of her siblings right there in the neighborhood.
And I guess they had kids around the same time that you were born because you guys ended up in the same grade in high school?
Basically, yes. They usually had kids, you know, in the same age group.
Yeah. Did your cousins have a lot of younger siblings also?
Yes. Yeah, they, because I know Zeta had seven. Eunice, she had James Earl Jones, Calvin, Yvonne, Zeta. She had six, and I think she had two miscarriages. And then my Aunt Zadie, she only had two. My Aunt Hella, she only had two. And Ethel, she only had one, but the rest are made up for it.
So you were surrounded by family all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had some older, some young cousins and stuff, and we all just hung in there together.
Yeah.
And that was in that three set that were in the neighborhood, in the circle.
Yeah. You said church was really important to you growing up. Can you tell me about that? About when you first remember starting to go to church, and, you know, how many people were there, and who else was there?
I just felt like I always been in church, so I just can't remember when I started.
Yeah.
I guess I was just brought up from a baby on up. Because I used to remember when my mom, she wanted to go somewhere, and she wanted my mom, grandmama to take us on with her, and she would just say, no, no, no. And my granddad said, go ahead and get ready.
So it was more important to your grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
It was more important to your grandparents that you go?
Yes, my grandparents, they practically, like I said, I was 10 years old when she died, but I had spent my life with them. Because my mom, she was living with them, and then after she married, we still live with them, but we go spend the weekend with my mom and her husband. Mm-hmm.
You stayed at the same church after you got married?
No.
No.
I think basically, I wasn't even going to my church. I joined one church, but it was in the country. And like I had an aunt that we used to stay with sometime during the summertime. I had joined church down there. But basically I was going to a church in the city.
Oh,
But my membership was in the country.
Oh, okay. So there were there other, aside from your grandparents, were there other older people in your community who were around when you were younger?
Yes, like one of my aunts. Her in-laws, they stayed right there in the neighborhood too. So they was great influence in my life.
What kinds of things would they do with you, or did they teach you, or how were they an influence in your life?
Well, basically, they, you know, like your peoples, they're just like your family, whatever have things in your life, they would like. I was just like, they was part of the family too, and we like still feel like, you know, we all family, even though they're just they're in-laws to my death, but we was all just like family.
Yeah. When you needed help, were they the kind of people you went to if something happened, something went wrong?
Yeah, you could. Just you know, we all were just like family, and if one need, others help.
Yeah. So you felt like a big support system for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember when you were younger, what kinds of things were going on in your community, like fashion or cultural activities or fairs or anything like that?
I know they always had, for the teenagers and stuff, they had a little like a gathering out at Mayberry Park, where the teens always had the little hops and whatever, and stuff, but I didn't get to go because I had to keep kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had activities and stuff for the kids. They had sports and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I just know I'm just an in-the-house person.
Yeah.
I just let the world pass me by.
What about when the kids started to grow up and get old enough to not need to be watched all the time? What was that like for you?
Well, that's why I got married. It's just like I was through
yeah.
raising them, but
yeah.
they still be up my house and everything, but
yeah.
they was like teenagers, but no, they wasn't. It was in school by then, because they was like 8 or 9 years old, and they still look to me as their second mom.
What about, so after you got married, you were working in the movie theater. What else happened around that time? How long did you work in the movie theater?
It wasn't very long. Sometimes I think, I said, why didn't I keep dates of when and what started and what ended? But I didn't work at the movie theater very long. I went into a sewing factory, in a sewing factory, you really don't make anything. You just do a little and pass it on, do a little and pass it on. So I was working at Piedmont Shirt, and I worked there for a good while. And then I left there, and believe me, I can't even remember the name of the company I left and went to, but it was a small place, and it was very nice. I enjoyed the sewing part.
How long did you work there?
I think I started working in the factory to about 66, and I think I worked 3 different factories within the time that I was in sewing, and I worked to about 70 or 71.
Mm-hmm. And then what after that?
Then I just stayed at home.
Yeah. What was your husband doing at that time?
He was working in some kind of chemical company.
Okay.
I don't have names or anything. All I remember is my first factory job was Piedmont Shirt. After that, I don't remember the name of the other two that I worked for.
Yeah.
And he worked at a couple of different companies, but he was working at a chemical company. And I just stopped working. Because really, I had gotten to the point I get bored with my sewing, and I would like take a vacation in the summertime, go back to work in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically what I was doing. And like the people I worked with, they was good enough to let me do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. Yeah. So how come you decided to stop working altogether?
Because actually, like I said, I didn't work during the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And basically, me and my husband wasn't getting along. So I left my husband in July. So that was in the summertime.
Okay. Did you move after that?
Hmm?
Did you move?
Did I move?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where to?
To Murfreesboro.
To Murfreesboro. What happened when you moved to Murfreesboro?
Well, at first when I moved here, I stayed with my brother for a few months.
Oh, okay. What was he doing here?
I think he was at Chromalot then. I'm almost sure. Because shortly after I got here, he left Chromalot and went to GE. But I think he was at Chromalot when I first came. Because he got me on down there. Mm. He got, you know. So, he got, and I stayed with him, and then, in a few months, I got an apartment, and basically, I was up there. I worked at Chromalot. I worked third shift, and I loved it. and that's where I spent 17 years.
Wow.
At Chromalot.
Yeah. So you liked it there?
Huh?
You liked it there a lot.
Well, I liked it, and it was close to the house, because if I really had to, I could walk to work. Because I was like on Lee Street, and Bromwell was right down Memorial. So if I had to, I could always walk to work. But, well, after I was up there about 9 months, I moved down on Academy Street, so that put me even closer to work.
Mm-hmm. What else was going on in your life at the time?
Basically, just life itself, nothing out of the ordinary, just going to work and playing cards and going fishing and just being around people.
Yeah. Who were your friends when you moved here? Who were you hanging out with?
Who was my friends? Mm-hmm. Basically I knew quite a bit of people, just people we played cards with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would consider the associates.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a And I worked there. Now, before I went to Chromalot, I had gotten a job down on Stewart Air Force Base or something like that. Mm-hmm. It had a sewing factory down there.
Okay.
And I worked there. I didn't work there about a couple of weeks because I was riding with my sister-in-law. And she quit, so. But basically, I only a couple weeks, and then I got on the Chromalot because I had moved here in July, and I had gotten on the Chromalot that following January. In the meantime, I had worked at that sewing plant.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved in church?
church?
Here? Yeah.
No.
No.
I wasn't going to church.
You weren't going to church. What other, were you involved in other things in the community here?
Basically just sit, you know, the neighborhood, just talk to people and whatever. And then at the time, after I moved on Academy Street, my brother was living right across the street, so I helped take care of his kids. Because like I'm on third shift, I can do what I want to in my days.
Yeah.
And we played a lot of cards. I'm a card player. I love to play card. And so, and then on the weekend, we have our little drinking stuff, the beer and stuff, and go to the club and stuff. Basically, because I moved here in 72. But, and like I said, basically we just did our little normal day in, day out thing.
Did you miss your siblings when you moved away?
That what?
Did you miss your brothers and sisters who you had raised when you moved away, or did they all move out too?
Not really, because we still visit once or twice a year. We still go back and forth, and then they would come up here and, you know, spend the summer or whatever. So and my mom and stepdad, they would come up here, so. It wasn't so much as missing, because we still communicated, we still talked on the phone, communicated. Like we still do now, we still, although we're here, we're still connected with them down there, and we know what's going on, whatever. Somebody's in the hospital, we go down, they come up here, whatever. We still sort of close-knitted.
Mm-hmm. How about in your neighborhood, were you close to people you live near in your neighborhood?
Now, the people that I grew up and whatever, most of them, I don't see anymore when I go down. Because they're so scattered out and whatever.
Mm-hmm. What about the people where you live now?
Where I live now? I really don't know that many.
Yeah.
But, because, basically, when I was first over there, we knew. Now, when I was on Academy Street, we knew each other. Mm-hmm. But when I got over there, I know a few people's in the neighborhood, but I don't even know all the people's in the neighborhood.
What do you think has been your greatest joy in life?
My greatest joy in life, mm-hmm. I guess. My greatest joy in life was probably getting back into the church and turning my life over to Christ. Because, like, I came here in 72, and I got back. I actually started back going to church in 76. I went to church for a couple of years, and then in 78, I joined the church. And really dedicated my life to serving God.
So you still go now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you go on trips with church? What kinds of activities do you do with your church?
Well, basically, I used to do more than I do now. Now I basically go to church and do whatever I can to help out at the church. Mm-hmm. And like our church is affiliated with the district, and I work in that, do what I can and help. And then we have a state convention, and I work in that. And then we have a national convention, I do what I can in that. So whatever's related and whatever's needed of me, I try to be a part of it and help out. But like I said, I just can't do some of the things I used to do.
Yeah. What kinds of things did you do when you first joined back?
Oh, good. I was like active with the youth, and I helped, you know, around the church, cleaning, whatever, and just basically whatever I could. Mm-hmm. Well, now I basically go sit down. I get tired very easily. But then, yeah, if the church was having a cleanup day, I'd be right there cleaning up or whatever I could do. So basically, time bring about a change. But I still want to do whatever I can for the Lord in the name of the Lord. And we go out knocking on doors and whatever. And I just can't endure that too long now. I can maybe go to one or two and then I have to cut it off. So.
What do you think, what have been your greatest challenges in life?
Greatest challenge. Very seldom me take a challenge. I just take things as they come and don't take dares. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But, I say my biggest challenge was just up and leaving my family and stuff in South Carolina and just coming up here where I didn't know nobody but my brother and his wife and children. But like I said, I really wasn't into church then and whatever, so I didn't have that reliance. So that was sort of like a challenge just to change my whole life around.
Mm-hmm. What do you think got you through that?
Because me and my husband wasn't getting along, and I knew if I stayed there, he would still be bugging me and whatever, so I just moved away.
Would you say you value your independence at that moment?
Yeah, what?
That you felt like you value your independence, your ability to get up and go.
Yeah. And just take care. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just knew I had to do something. Oh, as we continue this without bickering and whatever, so I just left. Yeah.
So, if you had to communicate like a message to the younger people in your community, say in your church community, what do you think is the most important thing for you to pass on to them?
I still would say the most important thing is to submit yourself to God and use Him as your direction. In every decision, you have to make, consult Him first.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you wanted to mention?
That we haven't?
Who?
Not really. Because basically, like I said, I led a dove normal fight. Now I got a sister. My sister was there. Now she could have gave you any and every detail about what went on her school, whatever. To me, all that's blank. Mm-hmm. Because I was like when we had our class reunion last year, I was like missing, like, what? What? I don't know why I don't retain stuff, but for some reason I just don't. And if I had to go through and name my teachers, I could. And I could name about two of them. Mm-hmm. And you know, but you could name everyone.
Oh, really?
I wasn't blessed with that kind of memory. But
what does she do now?
Well, my sister, mm-hmm. she works for Reading for Education. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you close to her? Do you talk to her a lot?
Yeah, we talk. We talk two or three times sometime.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Now, she's the youngest, and I'm the oldest, so. Mm.
Well, that's it. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Thank you for participating. I really appreciate it.
I did. Yeah. Very interesting.